This is Miss Melis, the bathtub mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. This story cycle is called Mirror, Mirror. 31 voices caught in the glass, each one telling you what they saw when the reflection stopped obeying. Remember, mirrors don't copy, they collect. And sooner or later, they show you what they've been saving.
Cambridge, 2025, October 2nd. I didn't mention it at first. Sound like the sort of story people put online for clout. But it happened in the gents, brushing my teeth before lecture. My eyes blinked. The reflection blinked after, like it was playing along. I told myself I was knackered. Revision, too much caffeine. Easy excuse. At lunch, I checked again. Phone selfie looked fine. Mirror didn't. Held our poses just a beat too long. When I tossed the paper towel, my reflection waited, then snapped to follow. I laughed too loud, said my arm ached. Better to sound daft than scared. That night I tried the steam test. Breathed on the glass, wiped a circle. Near the edge, a faint scratch. I touched it, heard a click like a jar lid loosening, except it came from inside. I jumped back, slammed into the dispenser. It kept cranking towels after I'd let go. The room stayed silent otherwise. Just me, the mirror, and the echo of that click in my teeth. Later, I set up my phone. The video showed me ordinary, but the mirror smiled wider, one tooth more than mine. When I raised a hand, he pressed his to the glass and left a smear like breath. I've draped a towel over it now. Told my mates I've got a migraine. He said, "Get off screens then." Which is funny, considering. The towel feels thin, too thin.
You've been listening to Mirror, Mirror from the Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub. This podcast is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. For show notes, including links and references, please visit bathtubmermaid.com. Remember, bubbles fade, but voices don't. Keep swimming and resist.